a wills, trust, and estates attorney at Fisher & Sauls. I was admitted to the practice of law in 1982. I started at Fisher & Sauls in January of that year, right out of University of Florida Law School. I practiced at Fisher & Sauls in the areas of wills, trusts, and estates until August of 1993, when my husband, son, and I moved to Louisville, Kentucky. And I actually kept working long distance for Fisher & Sauls for the first year we were up there. And then I was offered the opportunity to go in-house with a charitable organization in Louisville, Kentucky, where I was trust counsel and chief operating officer. And instead of the 4 or 5 years we thought we would be in Kentucky, we were actually up there for 24 years, and 23 plus of those I worked once again in-house as trust counsel and chief operating officer for a charitable organization. And then we decided, our parents live back here in Lakeland and St. Petersburg, and we decided to move back and did that in the fall of 2017, and a chance call to Fisher & Sauls. Not looking for a job, but for some other reason, I got the opportunity to come back to work for Fisher & Sauls, and did that in the fall of 2017, and have been back here ever since, and am really enjoying the work here.
That's great. Well, welcome back to the area, and sounds like you've got a longstanding relationship with them. So how many years have you been in St. Pete this time?
This time, this September will be 4 years that I've been back. We were here 12 years the first time around, and then now 4 years this time.
Yeah, beautiful place. We love it. Love St. Pete. So what other organizations are you involved in?
Well, I immediately became a member of the Charitable Gift Planners of Tampa Bay. That is the Planned Giving Council here in this area. And as of January this year, became the president of that organization. I also got involved with St. Anthony's Hospital Foundation when I was here back in the late 80s and early 90s. I was actually involved with the St. Anthony's Hospital Foundation on their plan giving committee. And I helped to kind of get that restarted last year and was the chair of that committee. And I've also became involved 2 years ago with the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay on their Pinellas Area Council. And as of July 1st, I will become the chair of that council. And as chair of the council, I've also been elected to the board of the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay. Philanthropy is in my blood. It always was, but definitely because of my 23 years working for a charity in Louisville, I really believe in it and am very glad to be a part of that community.
Well, congratulations on the new positions, and it certainly sounds like you're very involved. So what gets you out of bed every day?
Well, I really love the practice of law. I really love estate planning, working with folks on developing a plan that meets their goals and objectives for, as I put it, who gets what when they die and how they receive it, and also how things would be administered and managed for them in the event that they became incapacitated during their lifetime. And, you know, just, I love my work, always have, and that's one thing that really gets me out of bed every day.
So why did you choose St. Pete? I know you said you came back for family. Is there anything else you love about the area?
Well, it's big city, but not too big city. That's actually how we arrived at me applying for law firms in St. Petersburg versus Tampa, which is where I did most of my growing up. My husband was born and raised in Lakeland, so a much smaller community. Tampa was a little bit too big city for him, and St. Pete just kind of seemed to have big city enough for me, but not too big for him. So that's how we arrived at heading towards, and I got the opportunity to come to work at Fisher & Sauls in St. Pete in the first place. So it's a great community. Boy, has it changed in the 24 years we have been away. The downtown is so exciting, but it's just always a place that we've really loved.
Yes, it certainly has changed over the years. What is one habit that you keep?
Well, I know it's not going to be very exciting, but when we were in Louisville, we joined a really great gym up there, and they had classes and things and Saturday mornings where you learned about different things. And one of the very first ones we took, it was with one of the trainers. One of the things he talked about was hydration, you know, drinking plenty of water. And reminding everyone that after a night's sleep, you're fairly dehydrated, and he encouraged starting the day with a big glass of water. And I am very religious about doing that. And you just kind of almost feel yourself hydrating. I probably drink 12 to 16 ounces first thing in the morning, and it just rehydrates, and I feel like that's a good start on the day. And I know that's kind of a crazy habit, but it's one that I'm very faithful to and have been since about 2006.
I'll have to try that. Who are some of the people that influence you?
Various women in leadership roles. I'm really into girl power. And so, you know, any woman that is in a leadership role, I, you know, like to, you know, see what they're doing and kind of follow them. That would definitely be important. My husband's strong faith just has always been, you know, a guiding principle and something that I've leaned into. So he definitely has been an influencer as far as my Christian faith and that type of thing. Those are kind of off the cuff what I'm thinking.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
Well, it's a book from some years back. My boss in Louisville kind of let me know about it, and it's called The Millionaire Next Door. And it's the fact that so many people have significant wealth, but it was not inherited. They built that wealth themselves. And it's because, for instance, and one of these, this line just always, instead of buying the Rolex, they bought the Timex watch. You know, instead of buying the Mercedes, they bought a Chevrolet. You know, just not needing the best, fanciest thing, you know, helped them build the wealth that they have. So that book kind of just always struck me, the lessons taught in that book.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Well, maybe not known, but realized that even though I was in this community for quite a number of years, it's been a long time ago, and kind of building back up those credentials and connections again does take some time. And they're kind of, as I say, that's happening. I'm seeing that what I've kind of done over the last few years is kind of built to something and reconnecting or making new connections. But it takes some time.
So what's next for you then?
Just kind of keeping on keeping, trying to continue to expand my client base. I really have a heart for charitable organizations and very thankful for this expanded opportunity with the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay. But would love the opportunity to, you know, work through my work here at the firm, but working more directly with some charitable organizations in the community where I can help and use my past knowledge and expertise in planned gift development and that type of thing, you know, to help some local charities.